you just finished a procedure maybe 20 minutes ago, and how are you feeling?
Right now, actually pretty good. A little bit of cramping, but it actually doesn't hurt, but you feel it, that it's like a regular period cramps. Nothing too crazy.
You did the soft touch procedure, and how was it, the actual procedure? How were the cramps, and how did it go?
Better than I thought it was going to be. You read a lot of things to have other procedures done, and this particular one is a lot less invasive. You're awake during the whole procedure. You and the assistants talk throughout it, which is really comforting. It isn't as scary as you think it would be.
I really also wanted you to talk with you because you took a while to make your decision. You said you knew for about 4 weeks before coming in here.
So I guess I found out when I was around like 3 weeks pregnant. And initially, I was like, I guess confused because I'm somebody who's almost 30. I have a great job. I have health insurance. I have an apartment in the city. I'm with a guy who likes me, and you know, I guess I have everything set up as if I were to have a kid, I guess it'd be okay. But for me at this time in my life, it's not exactly where I saw myself. At some point I would like to be a mom, but not right now. So I definitely thought about it though for a few weeks because it's you know, a decision that's life changing. You either take the path to go down to be a mom and to do that, or you don't, and you continue kind of on the life path that you were on. So for a few weeks, I kind of weighed the pros and cons and then decided for me at this point in my life, right now having a child wouldn't benefit them or benefit me. So that's why I came to the decision for this. Also, I wasn't sure how far along I was. So just reading up on reviews to do the oral pill, usually they say, I think, up to like 10 weeks or whichever the case.
Nine or ten.
And that sometimes that's not even 100%, and that you may need a DNC after, and then to go through the pill, the cramping, and then go through scraping. I have a friend that I work with who went through this procedure, and she recommended right off the bat. She was like, go here. And then I called, and the receptionist was very helpful and very nice, and she kind of explains everything so you know, you understand what you're walking into. Because sometimes the scariest thing is just not knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody makes it sound like this is like the end, kind of. It's not. It's just, it's like going in for a GYN visit and getting a pap smear. You go in, they move around a little bit, and then that's it, and you're done. You go home, and you know, you live the path of what you chose to, you know, live your life and do what you're doing. So,
did in making your decision, you had said a big part of the decision was your relationship that you're in, and that you were feeling differently from him about what you wanted to do.
Yeah, I've only been with him a little less than a year. He's a great guy. I couldn't see myself, you know, potentially being with him maybe in the long run. Living in two different states, I know he'd move here, but I couldn't see myself being with him long term, and that's really one of the main reasons that I decided for the procedure. Yeah.
I think sometimes it can be helpful going through this process because it makes you take your life a little bit more seriously, and
oh yeah,
especially your relationships.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's eye-opening, to say the least. Another thing too is I feel like I'm actually okay with being alone. I think that sounds silly, because so much of my life I've been in relationships. I've been in a 6-year, 5-year, and then this is the one coming out of those two really long relationships. And at this point, I'm like okay with not being with anybody. Like I feel bad. The person who I was with did want to have the child and wanted this future, but for me, is you know, my body, my decision, that I did not feel for me at this moment that it was right. So I'm like, really?
Yeah, in fact, he's mad, and I don't think there's really a relationship there anymore.
Yeah, but in a way, it's okay, because if I don't see a future with somebody, then why even continue to, So luckily, though, I have my mom's support, which that voice that you hear. Yeah, my family support, which is nice.
So, yeah, I think it can, as women, we can linger in relationships that aren't really taking us where we want to go in life.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You spent 5 or 6 years in 2 relationships, and now you're getting smarter. Yeah. You're not going to spend 5 or 6 years in the next one. And I always think it's great, you know, the women coming in their late 20s, early 30s, sort of coming to that recognition.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than coming in your late 30s with that recognition. And it's sort of, I think it can just help you take a look in the mirror, get clear on what you want, what's important to you, what are your values, what do you need to have in order to make that kind of a commitment to somebody.
Yeah.
You take yourself more seriously and what you need and what you want. And that can be an extraordinarily positive thing to come out of this kind of a situation.
Yeah, I think people need to realize too that just because you're pregnant doesn't mean you have to be with the person. You know, they may say to you they want it, they want to keep it, but if it's not in your, like, your path to do, it's your body. You have the right, you have the choice that you can make. Don't feel pressured because the other person wants it, or whichever the case. It's your...
Because she had that pressure at one point.
Yeah.
This week.
I, you know, was going to make an appointment about a week and a half ago, and then I couldn't because he made me feel like this is horrible. I can't, you know, you shouldn't do this. And so I was upset, but then I really thought about it, and, you know, this is me. This is... I'm the one that has to go through all of this. And he's... probably, you know, as he works, he travels, like, he won't even be there most of the time. So I'm the one that has to do this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not, I don't know, so that's why.
Yeah, I usually, you know, in these situations when women are coming to me and they're not sure about the relationships that they're in, if you're having second thoughts, you know, this is not the moment to make that decision, you know, about the relationship if you're having questions about it.
Exactly. Even sometimes, though, happy relationships. I have a girlfriend that I worked with, and she confided in me, and she told me that she's married, and while she was married, she was actually in nursing school and got pregnant with her husband, and her husband decided at that moment that she was on, you know, to have a child for her would be too difficult. She was 33, and she ended up having an abortion.
At 33?
33, and married. Now, I mean, fast forward a few years, now she and her husband just had a child. Even if you are in a committed relationship and married and happy, it doesn't necessarily mean maybe kids just aren't in your, like, their path either. So it's both angles of it.
It's not the right time. That's what it comes down to for, you know, for many, many different reasons. I'd say most of my patients are moms, actually.
Yeah.
And they know what it's like to be excited about a pregnancy, and they're not this time.
Yeah.
And so,
she was depressed about it.
Yeah, as soon as I found out, I feel like you should be like, yay.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, now what?
Yeah.
Yeah, I always tell them to listen to your intuition.
Yeah, it's a lot. But it's good, though. I think so many people have this misconception, though, about the whole process. Like, a lot of times going to a clinic, I mean, it's a little scary because there's so many people and nobody really explains things to you. And at least coming here, though, everybody is, like, really helpful.
Yes, everybody.
Explaining everything and what do you need and what can I help you? How can I make you feel more comfortable? It's great to have that. Because being in the healthcare, you know, person, I understand when you're on the other side how important that is to feel that way.
Yeah.
You know. I think even when I practice, I'll be a little bit more understanding because it's nice to have people that care.
It's a vulnerable position to be in.
Yeah.
And I don't care how clear you are in your decision. Women feel vulnerable going through this, you know, and the hormones don't help. The whole situation, and not to mention then the politics and the morality and the culture, and then just the vulnerability of finding the right medical care.
Yeah.
Just that alone, you know, given...
Yeah.
How abortion is provided, the bad stories that your best friend has told you and that you've seen in a movie, you know, you feel extremely vulnerable. And at least here we're trying to take that you know, respectful and reputable medical care so that that part of the vulnerability is taken care of. And then also that you can, you had your mom by your side, which is really nice.
Yeah, but it's good too, even if people don't have somebody to help them. I even read before I came, because if my mom wasn't able to make it for whatever the reason, there's people that you have here that, you know, help you too. So you could, you know, if you don't have
you
somebody
would have been fine to be
with
alone.
You, yeah, somebody would be here too.
Yeah, that was nice that she did that girl. I was surprised. Yeah, that was nice.
The woman,
the assistant to talk to you,
Francesca.
Yeah,
being
that was
by
very nice.
Did you have anything to add to all of this?
No, I'm very impressed with the whole layout, and you were very professional and everything. I'm very pleased. Yeah, it wasn't as horrible as you think it would be.
How did you feel to be able to be with her as her mom?
Go through this
with her.
Sure, I want to be supportive because it's. It happens every day. I mean, you know, it's not something that you plan, and I totally understand. Of course, it's not horrible.
You know, when the procedure is done, you know, you're able to see. I guess, what do they call it at that stage? Tissue.
You saw the gestational sac.
Yes.
Which would become the amniotic sac, but at this stage, and you got pregnant about 6 weeks ago, 5 to 6 weeks ago. You're not going to see an embryo in the tissue. So I had you look at the sac as a medical professional, and also, you know, just to help you to recognize what's going on at this stage of pregnancy.
Because I have the app that like shows you every week. And the app makes you think it's like a thing. It's not. It's literally like cotton in water. It's not anything.
I call it mucus. It looks like
it's fluffy.
Mucus.
It's like water with thickener. A thickened water.
Uh-huh.
It's not really. So, I mean, I think a lot of people may have the misconception because of the apps and everything that there is like. My one app was like, it's growing hair. I was like, oh my God, you can't see it. You don't even see an outline of a thing. It looks like literally fluff. I think that's definitely something people need to realize, because I'm surprised that online, I mean, you can't trust the internet, but that it so much is like such a big misconception about it.
That's exactly why I'm doing these interviews, to try to break through that, because online there's just so much misinformation
because
it's politically motivated.
Yes.
Trying to make women feel ashamed of their decision or convince them not to do it, or the pressure you got from your boyfriend. You know, it's just, you know, I at least want women to have accurate information so that they know what choices they have. And
can I tell you, though, that the provider I went to, so I did go for prenatal care because I wasn't sure in the beginning. And the provider I had, I said to him, you know, I'm not sure if I'm 100% that I would like to keep it. He kind of laughed at me. He said, oh, no, you're almost 30. You have a good job. You'll be fine. And didn't even approach any of the options that, you know, he could have done. He gave no information at all for options to have. And even then, I knowing a little bit, I said, well, what about the pill? And he was like, no, you know, you might even be too far along for the pill. I know I wasn't.
You were not.
So it was just, so that also, I was like, well, he just kind of laughed at me, and maybe, you know, I should. Talking about it with coworkers and stuff, other females, they're like, absolutely not. Don't listen to, you know, old school doctors, I guess. I don't know.
Yes, there's a lot of shoulds in life, but in one place, I don't believe there should be shoulds. I mean, it's just making a decision to have a child. It's the rest of your life. Like you said, it's a different road to go down, and it's a deeply personal decision that's the road you want to go down, to take responsibility for somebody else for the rest of your life, because it doesn't end.
Yeah.
You know,
forever.
So.
I'm moving back home in January, so I wasn't going to be 30 back home, but that's fine, and she's okay with it. So exactly, when you
Same
have
money.
Children, they're around forever.
Well, thank you for taking the time to help other women. It was really great to talk to you about this. Really appreciate it.